the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to Rant Wrestling. This is your boy, Doomsday519, and this is a 190-something, I guess. Whatever. Yeah, we got a lot of shit to talk about this this podcast, so, and of course, for the evening is the man hailing from the West Side after an absence last week, West Side Goth.
Yay!
Yeah, very, very unenthusiastic this, this afternoon, evening.
No, you know, it's just overnight. I only get like a couple hours of sleep before I go to work.
Terrible.
So, yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Not good. Well, I usually take time off like right after the holidays, so yeah. I'm gonna be taking like January 4th, or week after, to just sleep and get paid.
I wish I could start taking. So. I still can't do it because like, my job has, the freaking, probationary period and whatnot. So you gotta wait, once you start working, you gotta wait 6 months since your, after your start date, before you can start taking, being able to take days off. You can't even, like, call out, it's about sick even during that period, too.
I know, with, like, my job, people usually in my position don't get vacation time, but I came in under an older system, and I just sort of, they had to keep for me after they switched out. They could get rid of some of my other stuff, but they couldn't get rid of the hours.
So you were, like, grandfathered in for that?
Oh, no, they gave us it all for a period, but then the company got bought by Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
And it suddenly... people came in and all the new hires weren't allowed to get the stuff.
That sucks.
Yeah, so it's like, well, I lost some stuff. At least I get my vacation out. Shit.
Yeah.
I also have like 100-hour sick time, but I never take any sick time.
Yeah.
I should get sick and start taking sick time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just to continue on, just to tie in all the work talk, this week I started, because I work for the city of Baltimore, and, like, sometimes they like to fuck with people and move them to wherever the fuck they want you to. So, I was on the 9th floor, working for one division, and they were like, yeah, somebody's needed on another one, so they temporarily moved me to the 11th floor in a different... So, I'm up there with no like, computer... I got a computer, but no access to my email and all this other bullshit, but, like, so I've just been basically playing on my Nintendo Switch for most of the day and shit, and bullshitting, and, answering phones and that, but, one thing that was cool was that I found out that, the dudes that I work with on that floor, on the 11th floor, are actually wrestling fans, so, it's the older guy, Indian dude, but he's like Indian, but he's like, sounds like a white dude straight up. Like, and he watches WWE all the time. There's another guy, a short, stocky, like, black dude, and I think he's younger than me, but I think he talked about how he was like he graduated like college recently in like Virginia or some shit, and he watches wrestling too. He actually went to the same Monday Raw that I went to by himself. So if we knew each other, we probably would have ended up going together. But
it's
a strange twist of fate, though. So an unfortunate situation ended up leading to me linking up with a few people that have a common interest. So not bad at all.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, my supervisor, she was. Was it the last Raw that was at Staples Center? So, yeah, just happy to see Paige.
Well, shit, that was the... hold up. The last Raw was at the Staples Center. What
I think it was last Monday.
Was that last Monday?
Shit. I believe so.
Hold on, how many times did it go to the Staples Center?
They go to the Staples Center a lot.
Yeah, because I know they, I know they've at least went once before this year.
Yeah, they come into L.A. I mean, L.A., Chicago, and New York, you know, prime territory. Oh, and Philadelphia.
The Baltimore, Baltimore, they go at least once or twice a year. But I usually, I really don't give a shit about it. But because I work, like, I work so close to Royal Farms Arena now, like, why not go to Raw now, you know?
Yeah. I haven't been to a wrestling long, and I really don't give a fuck. I don't like going to wrestling. I mean, I don't like going anywhere where there's too many people anyway.
Yeah. It's just me. See, I'm not a people person, per se, but I kind of like being in the environment around people. I don't know, it's weird.
I mean, it's like going to conventions. You may not like people, but you like going to conventions. Mostly it's the shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the chance some guy in a Sasuke outfit is going to stab you in the eye with a pencil, right?
It's all about the experience, though. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I think I bumped into Phil Lamar on accident at the last convention.
Oh, nice. Oh, and then, speaking of Phil Lamar, I just read up on, because I follow him and Mark Hamill on Twitter, and Phil Lamar was praising Mark Hamill. I guess he saw Star Wars already. Mark Hamill gave him super, super high praise, because, like, yeah, a lot of people don't appreciate Phil Lamar much, you know? That guy he's probably one of the best voiceover artists, you know?
Yeah.
Like, period.
Yeah. No doubt. But some people take voice acting, they don't take it as seriously, because, you know, you have all those movie actors who do it, but, and they think it's easy. A lot of those movie actors aren't that good. Voice actors basically doing their own voice.
Yeah.
I guess we should get started. So I'm going to talk New Japan Tag League. Before I get into the results, my favorite matches of the World Tag League were they were my favorite match overall was Friends versus Cobb. I thought that was the best match of the whole tournament. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Jesus.
Yeah. I really liked God's War Machine. Actually, pretty much in B block, pretty much any best friends, War Machine, and God were among my favorites. Hogan and Cobb's matches were pretty good. You know, overall was the best of the blocks, no doubt. But very good stuff, especially any of those singles matches between God, War Machine, or KES. But the best friends Elgin Cobb match just was pretty much just the Elgin Cobb trying to destroy Trent and Chuck Taylor and just not seeding. Taylor took the power bomb on the apron and the power bomb to the floor. It was fucked up. And Beretta took the super power bomb and still got out of it. As for A-Block, I actually really like the Yoshihashi and Goto versus LIJ. But okay, so I have the finals up. I didn't watch the middle match because it was Book Japan multi-man stuff. But I'll skip around what I watched. It opened up with Liger, Nakanishi, Satoshi, and Tenzan, a bunch of 40 and up club versus Togi Mabe, and then David and Lee, and then three Young Lions.
You heard about Liger's autobiography?
Yeah. Yeah, it came out. He doesn't like using social media.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely fine. I mean, and I kind of figured that when NXT was talking about how hard it was to even contact Liger. He had to contact other people to contact Liger. He doesn't even check his email. Liger's like, I don't fucking care.
That's a pretty good life, man, to be honest. Yeah. These days, being disconnected, if you can live your life disconnected and prosper, that's the best life, really.
Yeah, Liger's not hurting for a book anyway. He's not like top star of New Japan, but he's getting paid to show up. He's still really, really good at his age. He's 50, I believe. Anyway, because they said the combined ages of the one team is 245, so there's that. But the match was okay. Kojima nearly killed Kawato with a lariat. It was actually an okay pretty match.
What was the match after that? Warsheed, Jeff Cobb, Michael Elgin, Bullet Club, War Machine got the fall, and Raymond Rowe did not scream fuck Michael Elgin in this match, so there's that. I'm sure he was thinking it, but since there was... I actually got into this match thinking that they would have... there'd be some sort of dissension, but they did not. Bad Luck Fall beat Bushi via DQ. This was not really a match. Whatever. But it's leading to something, because they put the cards up for the Rodeo. By the way, Pierce, oh, hey.
Yeah, right. Sure.
I had to wait. I didn't want to talk over you. That would be rude. I decided to wait patiently. Yes, this is Booty KD. I made it. School is just about over. Just about. I cannot fucking wait.
Doing them finals and shit?
I passed. I did it's 4 finals total. I did one Monday. Passed. Didn't have one Tuesday. Had one. Passed that. Well, all right. I passed the class. That's what I mean. I passed both classes. I have a final tomorrow. Open note. And my science final on Friday. So after that, completely done. Okay. Now we're talking about wrestling.
All right. They had an A-block versus B-block match as... the new team of Death Juice took on the Best Friends, and I'm hoping we'll see more Best Friends, because Best Friends were really, really good through the tournament, and I saw people who may have never seen them or weren't really sold on. Chuck Taylor say they were their favorite tag team of the tournament, and they were even they were the first team on B-Block to make it to 8 points before losing the next two matches. They all went all the way to 6 of the 8 teams having 8 points and creating a ridiculous fucking deadlock on top. But Best Friends won. It was a good match. I think Chuck Taylor tweeted out earlier today that the reason that Beretta takes all the dangerous moves is because he gets paid more.
Yeah, I read that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's like, well, thank you for getting me to New Japan. I'm still not taking that. I actually like the new tag, one of the tag moves him and Beretta did, where he hits, what was it, Soul Food right into Beretta's half Nelson suplex. It's a very looking double team finisher. But yeah. So
Because I remember they used to do the Soul Food into the knee. The flying knee. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. The guy who wrote this review I'm using to look at the results said that Chuck DT got his reviews. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. At least all the Western fans I read. Like, most of the Voices of Wrestling guys don't watch the World Tag League, so they probably just, you know, perused. Everything I saw, pretty good reviews. He also said that Sami Callihan was cold, and even though I didn't think Callihan was... Well, I mean, Callihan was fine. And he got pretty decently over. I mean, Tenzin got jealous that he kissed Kojima, apparently, so that was weird. Because they do the backstage promos, they put English subtitles on them now.
Yeah.
So after the Tenzin was all like, he kissed Kojima. And I've never kissed Kojima. I feel weird. Something like that.
But then, you had too many opportunities, and you never cashed in.
Callihan kissed somebody almost every match. So there was.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, that's his thing.
No. Callihan, also a guy with a semi-problematic past that made certain people not watch any of his matches because of a domestic violence issue several years ago. He was one of the guys going to turn people like, yeah, I'm not fucking watching Sami Callihan. All right, so there was a Chaos versus Suzuki Gun match I skipped because I pretty much knew Goto was going to win. Push to him versus Suzuki again, but this time it looks like it's going to be a Lucha de Apuesta type match with Suzuki putting the title on the line and Goto putting his hair on the line. So will they shave Goto's beautiful hair? We'll find out. Then I turned back in for Cody and Marty Scurll defeating Kota Ibushi and Kushida. It was a pretty good match. Cody hit a very sick crossroads on the ramp to Kota Ibushi. Some pretty good stuff there. Then we had Omega, or the Elite, versus defeating Roppongi K and Black Romero in the match. But the angle push between him and Jericho at the end was a big thing as Jericho actually showed up to hit him with Codebreaker and bust him up. It was a good angle, and some people actually think it's really helped. Because honestly, I get why some people are really into this, but I haven't been really that into Omega versus Chris Jericho. Partly because
it's Alpha versus Omega.
Yeah, but Jericho's online promotion for this whole thing has kind of been like, whatever, Jericho, I'm gonna mute your ass. But
some people that are too into this angle. Yeah, these guys. This once he did that, like they don't do that shit in WWE. So David's just the casual fan ain't even out there like that. The casual fan is really, really light. Now it's more hardcore out there. So they're loving this stuff, too. Not a big fan of him growing his hair back, because I'm so used to it being short. But, I don't know. Still cool, Dad.
Yeah, the angle's good. They also did the more at the press conference where Omega attacked Jericho, threw the table at him, and they took Omega out the thing, and then they just sort of ended the press conference. There is some it just seems like it's going to go on after the IC title match. Tanahashi is currently on the shelf because he had some problems with the knee with like fluid and arthritis. You know, he's getting older, so. It doesn't look like we're going to get much of a bill for the Jay White Tanahashi match. It's on the top three matches at Wrestle Kingdom. So, and when I say top three, I mean it's going to be at least like, you know, of the last three matches. But pretty good angle. What else do we got here? Let's get farther down. Oh, here we go. I skipped Naito and Takahashi versus Okada Ospreay because they've been doing it a lot. But Naito and Takahashi won, and then the finals. To some people, a lot of people surprised who were predicting this because they're two-thirds of the six-man champion, but Evil and Sonata defeated the Gorillas of Destiny. So we had two major tournaments this year that came down, the Bullet Club versus Los Ingo, and Los Ingobernables won both of them. So that was a pretty – it was an okay main event. There was some good stuff. Evil scored the win, the pin on it. And I guess it makes sense. They gave Evil a really good run through G1, and Sonata more, I think, pretty much tied his second years in G1 with, you know, like 8 or 10 points. So, you know, they're two of New Japan's most popular guys, so it makes sense to put the titles on them. Which leads to Road to Wrestle Kingdom. Oh, that's not the fucking page I want. Alright, let me bring this up real quick. We got two shows, I believe. One is this weekend, because they're going to take like 2 weeks off. Yeah, so one is the 17th, same day as Clash of the Champions, and is on that Monday. So I'll just go through this real quick, since there is one important match on here. Well, there's a few more matches. Both shows continue the Young Lions Cup tournament, so they're still trying to keep the three more popular Young Lions away from each other, which are... this is the first one where they're... Two of the three odds-on favorites versus each other. Kimaru, Kawata, and Oka are the three top. I guess maybe Hinera too, but Hinera got back just after they started this tournament, so he's not involved. But I'm going to assume he's going to be one of the first guys to get a title shot. But if I'm in the Young Lions tournament, it's a round robin with six wrestlers versus Sota Umino, who is the son of the referee Red Shoes, taking on Tetsuhiro Yagi. You got Kitamaro versus Rin Narati, and then Kawaka, two of the odds-on favorites. Kitamaro, Kawato, and Oka are all 2-0 for their matches so far. We got a random six-man that doesn't matter. We got another tag match that doesn't matter because a lot of these guys are currently at home in the States because they're not paying for too many foreigners to show up. A new wrestler premiering named Masked Horse. This is because New Japan has some sort of mobile game in New Japan horse racing game. I don't get who knows what Masked Horse is going to be. But
so don't take him serious.
Yeah, don't take him seriously. He'll be teaming with Kushida and Kojima against Roppongi 3K and Rocky Romero, one of the only foreign guys they're bringing over. And here we go. Got the open weight trios match as the LA challenge LIJ for the titles. I'm going to assume LIJ wins here and then defends the titles in that stupid-ass gauntlet match they like to do for the big show. Sorry, guys, I got a stuffy nose. Hold on.
Ew.
California. I mean, right now it's on fire. I don't know why I'm sneezing.
Yeah,
it's funny. You're sneezing and it's fucking like freezing like a motherfucker out here.
It's cold. It's windy out there.
It's
like,
cold as fuck. It's windy as fuck.
I got
a wind. The wind makes that shit below 10 degrees. That's how fucking cold it is.
I ran to class today.
Whew, my goodness. I stepped out the house this morning and, like, I wanted to die. It was that. I was like.
You got the nerve.
It's like, please
to
just
to
let
get
me
a cold fall. When it's, like, extra hot time. Three. Because of due to the fire out there.
I think the thing with people from places like I am that are from places. We cold during the
like the most hot weather fucking here.
No, I don't believe it. I think you never drop below 70 over there.
Oh, well, right now we are. We're between 7 in the morning. So, I mean, it's not bad. It was, I mean, the coldest I've ever had to deal with was Florida weather during the rainy season. That shit. It's probably under 50, and you got rain trying to drown you.
Yeah,
you're basically going to school in a hurricane.
Right. Yeah. Not dealing with that monsoon down there.
No. My family was once flooded so badly we were basically hellraisers.
Yeah, I heard that the wildfire out there was caused by like a homeless.
Yeah, so I have mixed feelings. On one hand, you should never start a fire in fucking California because that shit will spread.
Yeah.
But it's the homeless and they're trying to survive, so it's like,
See, and that's because and like, if they address the homeless problem the right way, this type of shit wouldn't happen.
That's the worst part. I was in Pedro for the first time in years and we passed by this old military, used to be military base, that was closed for years. And they were, for years, they were trying to turn it into homeless settlements, but I guess the city fucking finally killed that initiative and paved it, and now it's going to be like, you know, rich apartments and shit.
Right. See, because
I remember it was like 10 years they were trying to get it to be a home settlement. I'm looking at all these motherfuckers.
Yeah. See, if you go to Baltimore, you have so many abandoned, like, grow homes, Gillis. So many. Mm. Like, they're building, like, they're doing, like, projects to, like, restore some of them, like, real low income housing or whatnot. But it's not enough.
It pisses me off that Utah dealt with it, because Utah is a red state.
Yeah.
The fucking red state is a beating state when it comes to homelessness. It pisses me off. Right. So props to Utah for dealing with their... I think it's more like Salt Lake City, but I think they've got a lot of those guys' social programs, and not only reduce the cost of, you know, the problem of homelessness, but they also, you know, economy in a lot of good ways. But, you know, a lot of states don't want to take time. I mean, for a while, Hawaii was just putting people on airplanes and flying them off because it was an episode of South Park. All right, the main event for this show is Yoshihashi Okada versus Takahashi and Naito, and then the last road to Tokyo Dome, we have three more of the Young Lion Cup matches, Amino's Rioka versus Yagi, and Kawato versus Kimuro, an 8-man match that also includes Mad Horse, a couple other matches that really don't matter, Sonata and Evil versus Takahashi, and I know Shiro Takahashi, Heyman Paycheck Team, I like them. I mean, Takahashi is the best wrestler, but he's solid, and I like that. Some other matches that really don't matter, and the main event of that show is Roppongi 3K teaming up with Okada versus Takahashi, Bushi, and Naito. So those are the Road Wrestle Kingdom shows, which are Sunday and Monday, if you feel like me. I'm only going to watch the Young Lion Cup matches. I'm going to check out to see what the fuck Masked Force is, and I'm going to just tag title. That's it.
And these are the last shows.
Last Wrestle Kingdom. It's another Lionsgate project show, which will crown the new Young Lions Cup champion. But I can do that one next time. That's on the 21st.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, that's it for until Wrestle Kingdom. Most of the card is set. I think the only thing they're gonna do is probably add LIJ match. They actually probably could have two matches of the show, since I think at this point they only have 7 matches total. Count, but I'll go through. Yeah, so there's the tag title, the heavyweight title, the U.S. title, IC title, junior title, junior tag title, and world title. Okay, so they only have 7 matches. I think the last couple years they've had 9 matches, not counting the pre-show rumble. So they the trio match will probably be added, and they got one more match. Who knows? So, but yeah, that's it.
And this is all. This is all y'all talked about so far.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Screw Raw and SmackDown. You went the Cage of Death this past Saturday, didn't you? First of all, it started snowing, and I was like, I hope he's contemplating the going, because if it was snowing, I probably still went.
I went in that bitch. That was the longest, the furthest I've gone while it was snowing. That was... because people were driving reckless and... all this other dumb shit.
In the snow?
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck.
Like, people you know, drive reckless out the snow. I almost backed in my car the other
especially
day.
When I got into
your business. Yeah, when it's snowing outside, I don't have no traction on my tires. So I don't trust it. So I'm driving reckless at all. Sorry. But okay, so you got there.
Yeah.
This is your first CZW show.
Yeah, first CZW show. I get there, and it's alright. Like, I'm... like, I'm waiting on it. It's fucking freezing and shit. I was playing on my Nintendo Switch in the car, because I got there early, because I didn't want to fucking speed and die and shit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get there, and the crowd is sizable and whatnot. Concessions were fucking trash. merch,
what
I didn't...
What did they have? I know they had beer.
Didn't.
What?
No, they didn't, because they were in Rusty. It's a fucking, like, kid complex.
Oh.
Yeah, so... And then that was one thing, like, during the night, like, DJ, like, straight up said, yeah, well, this is going to be our last fucking, time there. So, that was the last time, that's the last time they were ever really. I don't know if they're going to go back to or find somewhere else, but, yeah, it's over for that shit. But, yeah, the shit happened with, the first match was the Ultimate Opportunity 6-way match. Shane Saber, Cody Rice, John Silver, Dan O'Hare and Schlack were there. They all did their thing and whatnot, and the winners ended up being Dan O'Hare and Schlack, because they both pinned, I believe, I don't know if it was Reaver or whatever, but yeah, at the same fucking time, so it's two fucking winners. After that was the Thumbtack Massacre match between Matt Tremont and Lloyd. Yeah, a whole bunch of thumbtacks. Bloody, like, from the fucking jump. Pretty decent affair. Matt Tremont actually ended up winning that one. And he got on the mic and basically told Jimmy Lloyd that this isn't over. We're going to keep doing this. Actually, I guess it's just... putting the kid over. It's proving. Yeah, trying to. Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what it's basically. Yeah, he's gonna. He's like. I was like, I know I beat you, but you got potential, so I'm gonna keep beating your ass.
Oh man, wrestling.
Yeah.
God bet he turns on him.
Right. Right. And then after that, it was Miss Axton versus Alex Colon. It was a grudge match, stipulation, whatever. Alex Colon tried to use a barbed wire board, didn't really get it, get that into you. Mr. Claxton ended up rolling him up for the pin, so he went clean as fuck. No cuts or bruises. Until the Havoc came out, attacked him, tossed him back in the ring, and Alex Colon hit him with death drive to the waiting board of barbed wire.
I thought Danny Havoc retired.
Yeah, I guess he retired from, like, in ring stuff, so he'll make appearances every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like what's his name, Onita from FMW retired, but he just pile drives him onto a table at a show. So you know, yeah.
Right.
Live up that hardcore life, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Was the 4-way tag match between For the CZW Tag Team Championship, it was The Rep versus Alex Reynolds and Matt Palmer versus OF4K versus Scarlett and Graves, who were the champions. And the winner of the match ended up being The Rep. So the niggas.
What do you think about The Rep?
They got a lot of potential. I think they got a lot.
They can go far.
Yeah, I think so.
And I know they got a mouthpiece. Well, they probably don't really need one. One of them does. I know that for sure. Which one? The skinnier dude, the smaller dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so yeah. But the other dude, the big dude with the dreadlocks.
Dreadnik talks his shit.
Yeah, he can do that. But I like them. I like, you know, of course everybody likes Scarlett and Graves. Okay, and the other team, wait, you said Alex Reynolds and what happened to John Silver?
Yeah.
They used to be the Beaver Boys.
Yeah, I don't know. They broke up. And during the, Ultimate Opportunity 6-Way, Silver taken out of the equation because Alex Reynolds, distracted him and running into the back. So during this 4-way tag match, John Silver returned the favor.
Okay.
I have to say, I was disappointed that PWG didn't keep the Beaver Boys. They were one of the only tag teams I remember seeing them that could actually heal the company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people really liked them, and I thought that made their matches better.
Yeah, they're from the combat zone.
Yeah.
I like Outsiders, basically.
Yeah. I like a good tag team, but, yeah. I don't know, PWG. He apparently doesn't. Unless it's a young guy.
I mean, I know, right? Yeah.
They ain't do DTR again. So, after that match.
They smoked some crack. I'm looking now.
They probably
like, it's the worst drug to do. Like, of all drugs.
Crack? Really? Okay. Okay. Crack is whack, man.
I know it's I know it's just...
Yeah, Craig is right. Anyway, that was David Starr versus Ethan Page in a regular ass singles match. Match was pretty decent. David Starr ended up taking the victory in that one.
And still had semi.
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he said, he got on the mic. Oh, during the night, basically, mics weren't working right the whole fucking night.
Boo. Indie
it was
show.
Fucking garbage. They kept switching mics, tossing mics into the ring, like, here, try this one.
All
fucking night's the biggest, biggest show of fucking year for CW, and their mics are fucking. But yeah, he gets on and starts talking his shit about how he's gonna be the best of the best next year. As a parting gift to the crowd, he says, just to piss you off, Happy Hanukkah. And they chanted Happy Hanukkah for a little while, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Tim Storm is present.
NWA champion.
Yeah, NWA as fuck. Hot dog as fuck. but yeah, he was out, and earlier in the night, it was him talking to Matt Tremont about Tremont possibly getting a title shot, and then a whole slew of guys just came in. Ethan Page came in. I forgot who else came. Just a whole bunch of random dudes just kept popping up, and then eventually he ends up having a match later in the night. So it's Tim Storm versus Nick Aldis. I don't remember that name. It's fucking Magnus from TNA.
Right.
They had a relatively dull match where Nick Aldis basically beat Tim Storm's ass, like, almost the whole fucking match, and took his title.
Yeah. The NWA was still a thing.
Yeah, they're supposed to try their charges now, or whatever.
If they was going to invite someone, I wouldn't have called no NWA. I would have called
Oh, he dropped. Oh, my God. God, he's back.
I'm sorry, finger slip. I would have called, whoever TNA runs, TNA or whatever, I would have one of them guys over there. One of them belts can cross over. And did something with that. But NWA, does anyone know anyone else that's in NWA besides Tim Storm by default? You know,
Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan's NWA?
He owns it.
Yeah. Howard to do with it too, something like that. That one former writer guy.
Let's keep an NWA Prof W, I believe, is their on-demand system. Apparently, it's pretty good. I've never bothered looking at it, but I remember some really like it. Okay, here we go. National Wrestling Alliance. Do you have anybody of importance? I don't even know how to fucking look. Billy Corgan, owner. So,
who is the champions?
Look at our championship. Okay, Nick Aldis, who you were just talking about. Their tag team champions are a group called the Heat Seekers, who have instant. Junior champion is Barrett Brown, who does have a link. Jazz is apparently the women's champion for the last 453 days, so go Jazz.
Whoa.
Maybe they forgot they had a women's title. I don't know. I don't watch NWA. The North American heavyweight champion is somebody named Mustang Mike. Don't know who he is.
You sound like a local.
The national heavyweight. I don't know who this guy is. Oh, he's a Japanese. He's a Japanese wrestler. Oh, he's a Japanese American wrestler.
All right. Oh, that doesn't count.
This guy's been trained by some pretty good people, though. But he debuted in 2000. I ain't never heard of his ass. So.
Hey, yep. Nobody knew about Tim Storm either.
Right.
He's been wrestling for like 2 decades.
All right. Let me look at the actual heavyweight title and see what the fuck. Okay. I'm not looking for the fucking title history. All right, this is probably super fucking long. You going?
Just lose the last three. So I think.
Yeah. I have to go through the whole shit. Man, this last several don't even make any fucking sense either. All right, it started because there's only been a handful of people who have held it since Adam Pearce vacated in 2012.
Right.
And that includes the second guy mentioned, followed by Kuwait, followed by Kojima, followed by Rob Conway. followed by 10 by Jax, Dane, and then we get to Tim Storm and Nick Aldis. So this really anything, because basically of the last six champions, you've had a former WWE guy and two class New Japan dudes. Like, fuck is that? Honestly, I don't think NWA even has a fucking roster. They just hire whoever's local.
Yeah.
Okay, so after that boring NWA match, what happened next?
Nick Aldis got a mic and basically shat on us for being a shitty crowd. Because, you know what? The crowd during the night, fell.
For Cage of Death?
Yes. Like, very, like, there wasn't, like booing or anything. Like, that would be one thing, is there was a lot of booing. A lot of people put, like, the crowd was, like, kind of, like, dead silent through most of it. There was some clapping going on. There would be some chants started that would stop, like, almost immediately. Yeah, it was bad. Like, nobody's like enthused at all. And
for Cage,
the most reaction the crowd had was during all the NWA segments. Bring the shit out of that stuff. Those were the biggest reactions. It's crazy. I was trying to watch it, man.
For a while, but I always thought their crowd were just kind of weird. Like, because there's always that patch that's really just there for the super violent stuff.
Yeah.
Patch that's there for the actual flame, that's the random crowd. Never really gets ECW crowd.
Yeah. But then the next match was interesting. Singles match, the battle of the Jimmys. Jimmy Havoc versus Jimmy Jacobs. Havoc came out, and then Jimmy came out. Well, before Jimmy Jacobs came out, there was a whole bunch of zombies and shit that, like, it came with fog around the ring, and then out he comes in a fucking dress.
Mm-hmm. Zombie princess.
Like, the paint all over his body, fucking, like, jewels on his head and neck. Corset. It was dope as hell. And then he came out to his regular music, then fucking Goodbye Horses started playing. You know that song from, that's famously used Sons of the mm-hmm. Buffalo Bob and shit. Yeah, that song. And then he got carried around by the bees and whatnot, so that was a cool entrance. But yeah, match itself was pretty good. Jimmy Jacobs ended up winning that one. After that was a 2-on-1 handicap match. It was Chrissy Rivera and Greg Excellent versus AC Baby Ace Romero.
Mm-hmm.
Ace Romero. So, it was pretty solid for the most part. Chrissy tried to get her shit in, but of course she just kept around and whatnot. Ended up...
Glad to see Chrissy Rivera still working.
Yeah, man. She actually went through a table.
Yeah.
First lady of CZW, she has to, right?
Yeah, she went through a table, which gave Greg the opportunity to finish off Ace Romero win. Greg came out and did his celebratory shit while, the dojo students and whatnot, carried, Chrissy out of the area. Then after the match, there was CZW's Wired Championship match, MJF versus Joey Janela. This one was pretty raunchy from our, Penelope Ford came out in, like, the smallest, blouse or wrestle blouse or whatever. Her ass was showing all over the place. MGF was lifting up and showing the crowd her ass. And what is it like?
Did they wake up that at least?
Not that much, really. And it was a whole bunch of shit. But match itself was dope as hell. The one thing they did wake up for was the balcony fall. Because, ended up going up into the balcony and falling through two tables. Was it three or four? I don't know. But, yeah, they went through that, falling back to the ring to fight a little bit more. And MJF, after using Penelope Ford as a shield, ended up getting the opportunity to win the championship. But after the match, when he was celebrating with Penelope Ford, she turned on him, and they both, Joe and her, beat him up, tossed him out the ring, and she did a diving crossbody up to the outside. He ended up celebrating in the ring after that, even though Joey just lost his fucking title. But yeah, after that was the main event, the Cage of Death three-way match for the CZW World Heavyweight Championship. And it was the champion Page versus Shane Strickland and Casey. So this was what I was waiting for. I was hoping it was going to deliver. Besides that stupid ass Aldis shit. But yeah, the match delivered, man. A lot of crazy shit happened. Shane Strickland hit that Russian leg sweep from the top of the cage onto into glass into what?
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, because like there was a barbed wire board on the ground, and there was already glass slid above. So yeah, he cut the fuck out of his back from that shit,
dude.
Like you can
you
flash.
See that picture on this man's flash. Back. Oh my god. That all you saw.
That wasn't skin. Was specks of white. That was flesh. White. You could see the flesh.
He wasn't.
No, because they cleaned it up.
All red. It was all white.
No,
all white before. Yeah, like, I've normally seen, like, stuff. Like, would be, like, a little bit of red blood. Like, a little bit.
That's the flesh.
That
right there.
Is fucking crazy. And now, see, I saw that on Twitter. Now, I thought what would have been kind of a cool thing to do. Have people show their, like, scars from Cage out. There's a whole bunch of people that went through that, John. Yeah. There could have been somebody that posted a picture like, this scar got my eye, my eyebrow, this is from Cage of Death, number 11, November the fuck.
Yeah.
And Younger could be like, hey, I got this scar from...
Yo, Drake Younger got scars everywhere.
Right, you know, it would have been something cool, but I read some comments, and some people was like, yo, why are you still doing this?
Yeah,
some people was
like, you don't have to do this shit no more.
Yeah, you still doing this? And ACH was like, yo, I've known you for a long time, and I never knew you had a tattoo act. I was just like, you know, I never noticed that either. But yeah, that was really, really gnarly. Like, it was crazy.
It was fucking gross, dude. But like, yeah, shit happened. A lot of glass flying everywhere. Light tubes getting lit the fuck up. There was one, he was the guy, I don't know, I guess he's some kind of contractor type dude. I don't know, because like, during that whole hour that we were waiting for the freaking, cage to get set up, he was the guy barking orders the whole time, setting up the, from top, and putting in all the glass and shit. And while, like, you know, some of the mag, they get, like, some of the stuff out of the ring. So, like, the shit that gets all broken up, people go in and try to toss it out of the ring while they're still going, right? So this guy goes into the ring, and he's trying to book a barbed wire board out of while the three guys are in there. And like, Joe Gacy, Shane Strickland, and Ricky Shane Page are just lighting each other up with light, just hitting light tube after light tube after light tube. So there's glass flying everywhere, and this dude's having his back turned, trying to get this shit out as quick as possible. Getting glass all over his back and shit. It was pretty funny. But then, also during the match, Joe Gacy ended up leaving the match after his minions failed him, and some mystery guy, I forgot who the fuck it was, came out.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. He had some YouTube, like, little, like, yo, I'm coming. And some name came up, and I didn't recognize it. And when he came out, I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him. But, yeah, that guy tossed Joe Gacy off the fucking cage. And into, like, I think it was...
This is after the match?
No, that was the match. Yeah, that shit was dirty. He tossed him off the cage into, like, a plate of glass and some chairs and some fucking tables. And... all Joe Gacy's minions had to, like, just carry him out of there. And I believe he ended up actually going to the hospital after that. Yeah, I think he went straight to the hospital, because I think he, cut open his head, like, really bad from that one. But, after that, yeah, everything went down, and, Shane Strickland, Ricky Shane Page with a swerve stomp, which was dope as hell. Ricky Shane eventually recovered after Shane Strickland would later try to do another one, and Ricky Shane Page retained. But here's the interesting part that happened after the fucking match. Match goes down, right? And then I'm walking. I see some of the guys that were around me just leaving. They're done with the event, and those guys were stupid for leaving, right? So I'm there. I start moving closer to the ring just to see what's going on. And then two dudes just walk right next to me, right past me, and it's fucking Nick Gage and one of the co-owners of GCW. And they hop the barricade. Nick Gage is posturing the crowd, asking them who's the man, and then people start chanting Nick fucking Gage, all that shit. Ricky Shane Page looks confused as hell. He had the mic at some point. He had the mic and then ending over the mic, Nick Gage, but still looked confused because he didn't know what the fuck was going on. Shane Strickland was still there. It was really awkward. They didn't know what the fuck to do. Eventually they left. Next thing you know, a whole bunch of people come in. DJ Hyde, Maven Bentley, security, Vince, whatever. They're all out there. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
No one on.
You got like security dudes like getting bucket like Nick Gage fight him. Like this one short nigga, like with a bearded short nigga, like stocky little nigga. He's like really getting buck with him. Like I'm thinking like, yeah, I don't know about this. Cause like usually if they're having the people like interact with him and like it works, usually straight. Like DJ Hyde or like maybe somebody that's fucking known, but like you got people that are fucking pissed. They're wondering what, and I'm like, people don't know what the fuck is going on up on the rafters and on the other side too. Some of them are laughing, some of them are like, what the fuck? It was really, really weird. They tossed out the co-founder, the GCW co-founder guy.
Quick, Brett Lauderdale.
Yeah, Brett. They tossed his out. They tossed his ass out. They forcefully tossed his ass out. He almost got her. He looked. But yeah, it was a crazy fucking scene. And then after a while, they were like, they didn't know what the fuck, dude. They just got in the mic and said, "Everybody get the fuck out," basically. So they kicked us all. They kicked us all out. Nobody was staying there. Everybody was gone. Like, they told us to leave. Like usually, like,
well,
you're allowed
first
to,
of all,
like
the show ended, like over 12 o'clock.
Show ended, and they kicked us out, that motherfucker.
Yeah, because it was like damn near 1 o'clock when that shit was over.
Yeah, that shit, yeah, I think it was like, what, 12:30 or something like that?
Yeah, I was trying to watch it on Twitter. The guy had a Periscope. Wouldn't even show the full ring. He only showed like a quarter of it. You know, I noticed what it was, the results of the show. It's like 30:40, and y'all was still done. And I was like, what?
Yeah, 12:30, dude. Come on. Yeah, usually after the show, you still got some time to like chill out a little bit. But yeah, they kicked us the fuck out. Like everything was, it was like fucking chaos. I don't even know what the fuck was going on. But the event, it's okay. That Cage of Death match made up for a lot of it for me. It was a good experience. I getting there. One thing that was interesting was that on my way back home, like, I was hit two fucking deer at the same time. Two. Like, it was fucking crazy. Fucking walking across the street like it was nothing. Like, I was going like 45 miles an hour. And luckily, I spotted them, like, at a good distance, so I stopped. Like, if I wasn't paying attention, I would have hit those motherfuckers, for one. And two, I've been stuck in New Jersey, which I don't want to be stuck in New Jersey. I'd rather be like tossed out of a van on into in Baltimore than be. Fuck that.
But, well, at least you're at home now.
Yeah, like I didn't get home until like, fuck, I think it was like almost 3 o'clock. Yeah.
All right. Scale of 1 to 10 on the show. In the best match of the show.
I'm not gonna lie, I give it like a 6.5, and of course the best. Just I give it a 25 because like the matches themselves, but like just the atmosphere, the crowd just kind of dialed it back a lot. But yeah, the best was definitely that K Death match, that three way.
All right, ooh, thank you for your input. I'm glad you enjoyed your first big CZW show.
Maybe they moved back to Voorhees or some shit.
Oh, you want him to go back?
Yeah, they may as well go back.
All right. Are we talking Raw and SmackDown now?
Raw and SmackDown?
We don't have to.
Yeah, we got some brief shit.
I don't know what happened. You know, we don't watch this shit. We really don't watch Raw and SmackDown at all.
There's really no point to it.
Yeah, I'm not watching shit.
I mean, it doesn't matter because if you watch the paper, they pretty much everything you need to know. I mean, you may miss, and I mean, admittedly, what I've seen of the clips of the Roman Reigns matches the last couple of rounds look really good, but I don't feel like watching a show just to get one match worth a damn.
Jesus, that Eichner guy. That Eichner guy's crazy. Anyway, yeah, Mandy Rose and Paige had a match versus Bayley and Mickey James, which they won. Another vignette with Matt and a video package thing with Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt or whatever, where Bray Wyatt's seeing Hardy's interrupting and whatever. WWE is basically WWEing it and shit. They keep every time they switched to Matt Hardy, they would have a woken like graphic that breaks like glass. It was kind of. I don't know. I figured WWE would dip their hands in it and kind of fuck it up a little bit. after that, Enzo was talking to Drew Gulak, and again with the Nia Jax stuff. I don't know how this fucking happened. I don't know what she did to deserve this shit, but it's happening. Yeah, whatever. After that, Finn Balor faced Curtis. Finn Balor won. Sheamus faced Seth Rollins. They say that Sheamus has spinal stenosis.
Yeah, I think Meltzer confirmed it.
Yeah. So the dude had stenosis, so now he's not taking as much of a risk as he used to.
Have to go into surgery probably sooner than later. I don't think it's supposed to be as bad as a lot of other wrestlers who have it. But
yeah, because they had who had it? Like Edge. Stone Cold, I think, had it too.
Yeah, so I imagine they have to drop titles, and then Sheamus will probably, you know, be all. Well,
yeah.
So bad for Cesaro. Motherfucker can't get anything. He's gone through almost as many tag team partners as Kane has.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Oh man. But yeah, after that there was the second chance fatal four way: Tony Nese versus Mustafa Ali versus Cedric Alexander versus Aria Davari, and Cedric Alexander won. The third time was the fucking charm.
Time.
Yeah, because he went to like two different multi-mans where like he would brink of winning, only tossed or eliminated quickly. but yeah, he replaces Rich Swann in the number one contenders match against Drew Gulak. Yeah, after that, Cesaro faces Roman Reigns, and yeah. If anything, you have to watch that match. Roman Reigns versus Cesaro was actually really good. Yeah, very great. Very good match.
Good. And last week's match with Jason Jordan looked good, too. But, there's still people probably going to hate on Roman Reigns because that's what people do now.
Right.
Roman Reigns is like a blade campus wrestler. You put him in the ring with someone who's good, he'll usually be as good.
Yeah.
Not... It's just, you gotta put him in the ring with the right person. You put him in the ring with someone who can't, then Roman has to carry the load, and he's okay with it. When you put him in the ring with someone just downright excellent, or with a lot of experience, he looks great.
Yeah. On a side note, I think I just saw Harper on, like, a preview for, like, Damnation. You know that
new show? Damnation?
Yeah, that new show.
I think Lance Storm's on that show.
Really? He's on that show, too?
I think he was on a couple episodes. I know he did some stunt work. He talked about it on Twitter.
Yeah, so apparently Luke Harper is also. So that's cool. After that, Asuka faced... Well, yeah, Alicia Fox. But actually that shit didn't happen because, of course, the Absolution had to beat her up. Beat Alicia Fox up. After that, Absolution tries to, like, get at Asuka, but then tables end up being turned, and the whole women's roster beats the shit out of the trio. After that, she whines like a bitch, and eventually interferes in the Dean Ambrose Samoa Joe match, which Samoa Joe ends up winning. Looks like Dana Brooke is paired with Apollo Titus O'Neil. I don't know. He's part of their world, Titus White. Hold up. They said she's a statistician / head of research and development for the fucking stupid. I don't know. When contenders met, K versus Braun Strowman and a double count. And so shit's up in the air. Most likely it's going to probably end up being like a three-way or Royal Rumble for the Universal Championship. And that was Raw. SmackDown hand. Ruby Riott faced Charlotte Flair. Things eventually went awry when ended up attacking Charlotte. So Charlotte ended up DQ. Everybody's taking, and then out comes Naomi. She starts like cleaning house, and every other woman on the roster ends up coming out and starts taking out the Riott squad, mirroring what happened on Monday night. What else happened? Baron Corbin for Dolph Ziggler DQ after Bobby Roode came out and took out both Dolph and Baron Corbin. Bludgeon Brothers killed Colin Delaney and Joe Monroe. Joe Monroe, I believe, is Juan Francisco de Coronado. So, yeah, they killed those guys.
Oh, that's who it was?
Yeah, man.
I just knew Colin Delaney was there, and I hope he stays. Yeah. I always wanted more shot now that he he knows how, like, things work. And he can work, and I believe he can work. I don't know, I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, WWE champion, but if he's in, you know, in the 205 area, I don't know how heavy he is. But yeah. In the 205 area,
The interesting thing is that during the broadcast of him getting his ass beat, they were mentioning him by name all the time on commentary. They weren't saying this guy getting his ass beat. They mentioned him like, yeah, this is a former guy. We've seen him. He's getting his ass beat. So it could be another Ellsworth situation where he gets his ass beat a few times and then eventually starts working at WWE again or something like that. I don't know. But hopefully that's the case because I like him.
Right. Now, Coronado, who I believe is still champion?
Chikara?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tane against Dasher Hatfield.
Huh. Dasher Hatfield.
And it's kind of weird because Dasher was on a real hot streak because he beat Moose and Keith Lee at shows leading up to this.
Oh. Hey, you beat them too. Shit.
Yeah, he's been there. Chikara's been booking him like they booked Kingston Raw, where they just kept bringing in on Chikara guys for Kingston to wrestle. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but I guess it makes sense. Juan Francisco's for a long time, he was one of the few genuine heels that they had.
Yeah.
Yo, anybody remember that one match? I believe it was it was him versus Ashley Clinton, and it was a German suplex match. Like the only way you
I loved that fucking match. You had to win by German suplex.
that was an interesting match.
I mean, they hit the one on apron. I think Ashley did a deadlift kind of from the, where he got him out from the, because Juan was on the apron, he hooked over the fucking ropes and then hit shit.
Right, sure. Yeah.
That's when I realized, like, man, this motherfucker. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's been juicing, though. Pretty sure. Because I've seen him.
Maybe. I found out he's a former collegiate wrestling, collegiate style wrestler.
Really?
Apparently, he sort of just kind of...
Oh, like Dalton Castle?
Yeah.
He actually never
intended to buddy with the Olsen twins. Colin Delaney and James Olsen. He said he used to just go to shows with them all the time. Why the fuck aren't you a wrestler?
Yeah.
That's kind of just what happened.
Yeah. Isn't that how Goldberg got in?
I don't know.
Maybe. My favorite thing about Dalton Castle is when he was on the Cold Manager. Talking about this, he talked about the time it ruined his opportunity to go see a hockey game.
Yeah.
Because he was ready, and they told him he had to stay after, so he talked to Metallica on the phone, and he was like, but I got tickets to hockey. Like, I don't care about Metallica, I'm trying to see this game.
Wow.
So he missed the first two periods of hockey because his job made him talk to Metallica. I thought that was funny. Fuck Metallica.
Wow. Man, fuck Tom. Yeah, okay, so to continue on SmackDown, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens get out with Yep shirts. Not Yes, but Yep. Because of Sami Zayn's new thing, Kevin Owens will talk, and he would be the affirmative Yep. But not, and of course they tried to rally everybody into getting into their movement, their Yep movement, and talk shit about Shane McMahon and how he's worse than Stephanie and Vince, and blah, blah, blah. And of course Daniel Bryan comes out and there's new...
Do you think Shane's worse man's have a problem? I don't know which McMahon I would want to work with.
Yeah, right?
Well, I guess I wouldn't want to work with Vince. I think Jim Jacobs said he never had that many interactions with Vince the entire time he was there.
I'm going to work with Shane. I'm going to work with Vince, and I damn sure work with
Yeah, photo. Fuck
that. Well, apparently she stopped Vince from naming Absolution PMS. So they're going to name them PMS, apparently. Paige, Mandy.
Oh, yeah, then they changed it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And Stephanie McMahon was like, no.
There was already called PMS. It was Pretty Mean Sisters.
Yeah.
Back in the Attitude Era. That's yeah. I think it was what?
You know, Vince likes to use the same joke over and over again, right?
Sean's there's their man guy.
Yeah, meat.
Or something like, yeah.
That's it. That's just.
Sean stays there. I think he's a chiropractor now.
Yeah, like, he's doing some doctor shit.
Yeah, either chiropractor or massage, something like that, so. It's interesting. But yeah, Daniel Bryan came out and actually announced that he would be as the second referee of their tag match against Randy Orton. And so, yes, there's a match with two fucking referees happening. Yeah.
Great.
I don't know about all that. After that, the Usos face English. I forgot who. Apparently, it's supposed to be a four-way for the tag titles, Clash of Champions. It's supposed to be Usos, Rusev, and Aiden English, New Day, and Gable and Benjamin. So all of those teams facing each other at the same time. So that's gonna be a clusterfuck. But this tag match happened, and surprisingly, Aiden English and Rusev won. So two victories over former and current tag team champions. So yeah, after that,
fucking sucks, man.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Jinder Mahal and the Singh brothers beat up AJ Styles backstage. Shinsuke faced Kevin Owens in the main event with Kevin Owens ending up getting up the victory when Bron had to actually enter the match as the referee when the original referee got. So, yeah, that was it. SmackDown.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Where's Boo. Cage of Death?
Where's the cage? I'd rather go drive all the way to the galaxy. No, fuck no. I don't do that shit.
Hell no.
Well, maybe, no. Maybe pick up next year for WWE.
Hold on. Oh, shit. Don't tell me. Alright, before we go to the news. At least get some excitement going here. We're going to talk about the cards. There's three shows, but I'm only going to talk about the two cards of the two. One of them is AIB show on Friday. It is called Escape to the Wet Bandits Beyond the Lookout. The name of the name fucking matches all that shit. I know they have another one featuring, like, Psycho Sid, or Sid Just Sid. This is whatever I'm going to call. That's going to be on Friday. Another show is going to be on Friday. The pay-per-view for Ring of Honor's final battle. You probably all forgot all about it, just like last year's. Made for that. And the matches they have are as follows. Actually, I just Cage of Death preview main event match. Like, they did this video 4 minutes long. Had a Logic song on there, the 1-800 joint.
Oh, God.
That was a really, really good pro video. Really detailed. Whoever is doing that, give them a goddamn raise. If not being paid should be. Like, I'm a fan of these things. I think I watched it like 2-3 times. It was really well. And watching Ring of Honor stuff, and it's really, I wouldn't say just bland. It's more commercial. Like, you know that someone is two different things. Like, I felt what I was watching on CZW stuff. I wasn't feeling it when I was in the Ring of Honor. I knew why they were feuding, and it made sense. And it was cutting promo that way. But it's all about, you know, WWE has that production.
Yeah, they have it.
They can do it.
Ring of Honor hasn't had any hot, like, promo vignette-wise since, like, Sami Zayn.
And yet they're doing better business than they've had in years. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it really is. And he's not doing pretty good for them to be down. The last time I saw them have a good video, it was two of them. I remember it. One in 2010, Kevin Steen versus El Generico at Final Battle 2010.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
That was really well done.
Yeah.
And another one, 2011, Davey Richards versus Eddie Edwards with Ring of Honor World title at Best in the World, then Jim. And that person that made that video didn't make videos for them anymore. And I was like, shit, where the hell did he go? I don't know when. Hopefully it's that guy who made that CZW video, but that shit was awesome. Really, really awesome. And that can grab attention to watch these matches and get engaged in the matches. You know, but hey, like you said, ROH is doing pretty good for themselves. Not even going to hate, but let me get through these matches here. I'm just going to type the order they give me here. If I miss any matches, whatever. There's going to be a New York street fight because, yes, they are in New York. All TV taping the next day is in Philadelphia. The New York street fight, Jay and Mark Briscoe, they're heels now. Heels since, like, when Cornette was there, maybe first or second time?
Yeah.
Back when Homicide was, like, top tier. Briscoe is going to face Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer. ECW versus ROH. That should be a lot of fun. Dick Daniels Kazarian versus Hanson and War Machine. And to my knowledge, from what I saw, did they cut Hanson's beard or did they cut his hair? Because his hair is gone.
I don't know. His hair is the same at the last New Japan show.
I saw the hair of him move. They didn't cut all of it, it didn't seem like. But it was hair in his hand. And I mean, hey, you trim the beard of Hanson, it's not like we're going to know. You know, the shit's so long. I was doing the real obvious spot. I just knew they do that. This match is a special attraction match. Air Assassin Will Ospreay.
Yeah, I could have sworn you said Ariola.
Aerial Assassin. The Aerial Assassin. I said that as if it was all one word.
Ariola.
The Aerial Assassin. Will Ospreay versus the Kingdom's Matt Taven. That should be pretty good. This one's going to be non-title. Because, wait. I'm sure. Dream Match. The villain, Marty Scurll, going up against Lethal. Should be pretty good, too. That could be an ancient, right? ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions, the Book Club of Hangman Page, and the Young Bucks going up against Flip Gordon, Titan, and Dragon Lee. Did I say that?
Tatan, pronounce it right.
I'm reading from left to right like a normal American. You can't fault me for that.
Yeah, I can't. I said it was Tatan several times on the show.
Ring of Honor World Television Championship for Coronation. The champion, King. Going up against Silas Young, Shane Taylor, and the winner of the Survival of the Fittest, Punishment Martinez. Now, I don't catch an internet, but I think only right.
I don't know.
I think when you win Survivor World title match, but okay. He is getting a television title shot. I believe I'm going to go ahead and say Kenny King and just keep title on him. But if not Kenny King, give Silas a title. He's been there long enough. And Punishment Martinez will get his belt eventually. But I always wanted Silas to hold an A title there. Mainly the title because I believe he can do it. Next match, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. Best friends of Beretta, Chuck T, going to Motor City, Machine Guns, Alex Shelley, and Chris Sabin. I don't know who's going to win this one. Fuck it. You're the best friend. I don't care. Or Motor City. I don't care. And for the Ring of Honor World Championship, the champion, the American Nightmare, Cody, going up against the because Dalton Castle. And you know how Ring of Honor is. They do not strike.
They don't.
But I think they might do it this time. Just two over. In Boston, Massachusetts. They're going to have this show called Clash of Champions, not The Clash of the Champions. I forgot how the old name is. Clash of Champions. This is going to be Sunday to SmackDown. And the match they have here for some... Oh, no. I know the reason. Zack Ryder versus Mojo. Mojo Rawley wins. You can already have match in your brain. Then next, they're going to have Randy Orton and Nakamura Shinsuke going up against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Tag team match with Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan as special guest referee. If Owens and Zayn lose, they will be fired? Would they do that?
Yeah, man.
Well, no, not Nakamura and Orton.
Are they going to lose?
I mean, hey, they could get fucking good Raw, right?
No, they can't currently now.
No. They made them sure that if they get fired, they're fired from the whole company.
NXT included?
Yeah.
Shit. Well, Owens and Zayn's win. Fuck. Y'all agree?
Yeah.
Oh, do y'all not give a shit?
I don't even know if I'm going to watch you. I mean, I probably will. I just don't care enough.
I mean, I'm not going to rush
home. What will be the point of Owens and Zayn losing? They would just come back. Oh, I mean, yeah, WWE sort of conditioned me not to trust them, so I can't do anything.
Yeah, they did fire, you know, John Cena there on Monday Night Raw, you know.
Yeah, it's
just saying.
The firing angles are some of the worst things in wrestling, that shit.
Firing angles are like comic book deaths.
They are. I mean, shit, they just brought back Jean Grey again. I'm waiting for them to bring Cyclops and Wolverine and then just reunite Classic X-Men.
Yep. Well, we probably won't see that until Disney takes Fox.
I fucking do not want this. You know, gonna rip Deadpool. I'm looking forward to New Mutant. Everyone's like, great. No, give them Fantastic Four back. I ain't got no fucking care. Keep the X-Men themselves.
All the innovative and dead shit that Fox has started to, like, do would be undone quickly. So I'm hoping that maybe they could still keep it separate, because Disney owns a whole bunch of videos that do R-rated shit all the time, but it's just worrisome if they're going to continue to take the risk. Like, the thing is that they have room for risk all the time, but they make it so safe.
Yeah, they have to keep Fox as a separate entity, because you're talking about a company that's like Predator and Aliens.
Right.
They've proven, why would you give success? I mean, even the X-Men movies are still a fucking success.
Yes.
It would make no sense for them to do it. The only good thing is, I think that Disney's more concerned with Fox's television than they care about Marvel reuniting everything.
Yeah.
If I was Marvel, I would just, like, at least not touch the X-Men franchises for at least five years. All this other shit they have to do first anyway.
And Disney wants that alternate cut of Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright, we drilled this with a random shake.
You can go on, please.
Breezango. Zantango and Tyler Breeze. Going up against Harper and Rowan, who have now been bludgeoned. They are called the Bludgeon Brothers. Who is winning, or do you not give a shit?
Bludgeon Brothers are going to win, so no one gives a shit.
Oh,
I mean, and I'm not saying that because I don't like Brothers and I like Breezango, but what I hear about this show, it definitely sounds like the show. Is it really worth watching?
It's super fillery.
Yeah.
It's nothing but filler.
I mean, this is supposed to be the lead into Royal Rumble, and it doesn't even sound that good.
Yeah.
Luckily, Royal Rumble should be pretty good.
This is going to be a forgettable pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What is Elimination Chamber Royal Rumble, right?
No, I think they moved there a few years. Last couple years, it was like Fastlane something, Roadblock.
Mm.
And then they ended up doing Elimination Chamber WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, they had two pay-per-views last year before WrestleMania. I think they had Fastlane and then they had Elimination Chamber.
They had Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Wait, that was after Royal Rumble. All
right, so I guess brought back Elimination Chamber this year as the match one between it. But the last, I think they took it out.
Yeah, because they had to get the belt off Cena.
Yeah.
And they gave it to Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
All right, so this year, Elimination between it. The last couple years, it was a Fastlane special, and then the year before that is Elimination Chamber. So maybe they're going back to Elimination Chamber every year.
Yeah.
Which would be a good choice. I like Elimination Chamber.
Fatal four-way match for tag team titles of SmackDown. So definitive against the New Day again versus Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable, and Aiden English. And Mashka.
I want Rusev to win, just because I want Rusev to win everything now. Give the motherfucker something to do.
How about the New Day? Aren't they still relevant?
They are still relevant, but they don't need the fucking title. They really don't. They can just write the New Day to anything. They can actually write the New Day and Usos into anything, really. They can have two different sets of tag team feuds going on at once. That's how good Usos and New Day are. You can have one of them feud with the champion, have one of them with a possible new contender for the champion. Filter through both guys, teams.
Wrestling can have more than one tag to you going at any given time.
Alright, next match, the Lumberjacks. This is a filler EPV. This is for the Women's Championship of Smacking the Title. Y'all goes up to Blitz. And Charlotte wins. I mean,
come on.
Yeah, come on. That's Miss Flair's daughter. She's never going to lose. WWE Championship for the United States. Triple threat match between the glorious Bobby Roode versus the champion Baron Corbin. This is my favorite loser, Dolph Ziggler. Who's winning this one? Bobby Roode, Baron Corbin, Ziggler?
Corbin's going to win it. There's no point in putting hell to you.
Yeah, why would he do that? Why would they do that?
I mean, why would this is WWE. You got to question everything. Come on now.
Yeah, if you do, you start to lose your mind with ridiculous booking decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still surprised Dolph Ziggler is still working for them. They gave up on him, and so have we.
WWE AJ Styles, the champion, going up against the Mob of Day Maharaja, the former champion, Jinder Mahal. Is AJ going to retain it, or are they going to scare the out of us all for the holidays by having Mahal be the champion again?
Well, it depends how their ratings are in India, isn't it?
I don't think that matters anymore. Did he just lose the Triple H?
I don't know.
They went to India, I believe.
So wait, Triple H beat Mahal in India?
He did. He beat him and then put him over, like, verbally, I guess. Yeah.
Why would he
beat like
Mahal?
He beat him and then, like, sang his praises afterwards, basically saying that, you're better than people think you are and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's, I don't understand WWE. I can't predict anything.
But it wasn't live, though. But everybody knows about it. It's not live. So it really happened. Whatever the hell.
And here's the thing is, I don't like either guy as a wrestler, so I'm only upset because they did it in India. Like, in any case, I wouldn't care, but it was in India, so it's like, well, that does sound kind of dumb. I still like both guys.
So, AJ Styles?
I don't care. I hope so. I hope so. But if he loses, it's like, whatever, it's going to be. He'll get the title back 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, probably right. That's it. Dude, hey. Go ahead with the news or whatever you want to do. I don't give two shits.
Hey, man.
Two shits.
You got to give a shit.
No.
What about one?
One shit I give. And that is Brandon Russell.
All right.
Other than that, no more shits.
All right, let's talk about this Michael Elgin situation.
Yeah, I followed the whole thing. It is depressing.
Yeah, you want to hit on it?
So, apparently Elgin had been notified about the thing with Sean Orleans and the accuser. He didn't do anything. Apparently, he didn't quite believe her. He said some mean things about her. And the guy he was talking to, for some reason, to, like, prove his point, that guy posted those the instant messages. And this is a guy who didn't like the accuser anyway. So it makes no sense to me why I would post this shit about Elgin if he agreed with Elgin in the first place. It just makes Elgin bad. And then, she talked a little bit. But Elgin more or less didn't believe her. He didn't want to be he said he didn't have any part of it. And, also he knew her and he talked to her and he mentioned that he didn't like teaming with Cobb in Japan. So that, now he's looked at as, okay, he didn't do shit about Sean Orleans when he could have. He's talking shit about Cobb. And the thing about Elgin is shitty and did some shit stuff, but it kind of almost eclipses the fact that fucking Sean Orleans is the asshole who attacked the woman in the first place.
Right. Hey.
So I'm sitting here like, all right, you pretty much fucked yourself over, and all you had to do was basically not talk to him.
He could have kept his mouth shut the whole fucking time. And then, D talk shit about him Cobb hanging with War Machine, because, like, that one tag, the hashtag that was spreading for a while?
He was upset that I guess in Japan, some foreigners, they have, like, this thing about sponsors where people their food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Cobb wanted to go out and hang out War Machine. So Elgin felt upset because it meant he had to cancel some of these sponsorship dinner things. And that was his problem. Like, I had to cancel it because all he wants to do is hang out with War Machine. He didn't say nothing necessarily. He didn't say really anything bad about War Machine. He sounded more just, like, upset that his tag partner wanted to go do something else.
But he talked to him about that before he decided to schedule that shit. Tend to do that type of shit. It sounds like Elgin, from the jump, just wanted Cobb to follow his lead.
Yeah, yeah. It was more about the way him and Cobb were getting along, because he said that Cobb didn't like a lot of his ideas for what they should be doing in matches, and that Cobb should follow his lead. I mean, he didn't really talk shit about War Machine. He talked Cobb than anything else. And, you know, when I say talk shit about Cobb, I mean, he more like, I'm a better wrestler than Cobb, kind of thing. He was dismissive of the whole thing. I guess people say that Cobb smells really good. He was like, yeah, I didn't smell Cobb. I don't know what to talk about. But, yeah, it's just, he's essentially, he was talking to the same one who accused Sean Orleans of attacking him, which makes no sense. I mean, if you want nothing to do with this, why do you keep talking to this woman?
Yeah.
So he just kept making dumb decisions. Apparently, just sort of divested out of Glory Pro, so two of his students run it. Two of his students are one of the show in it. I mean, Elgin's not going to be gone too long. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to have to get come back. I mean, he essentially bought, he's bringing Naito over for all those February shows in the first place. I don't think those companies are really going to want to pay Elgin extra to use Naito, not to use him, because he's probably going to be doing shows anyway.
Yeah.
So he'll be back. But, you know, it's wrestling. I mean, I'm pretty sure by the middle of January, because we got other wrestling things that I don't want to say are worse, but other wrestling things have popped up just recently that have almost already eclipsed what's going on here.
Oh, and since we brought that up, we might as well dive into it. Rich fucking Swan.
All right, you Baltimore niggas right here. I gotta be.
Yeah, god damn it. Like, every time we have some type of hope, it gets crushed. That's Baltimore.
I heard
Chicago or Detroit when it comes to
Detroit.
Detroit.
Of course Detroit.
No, of course Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah, I don't know.
At least we get some championships in the city.
When I heard the news, I was like, nah, that don't sound like not Rich Swann. No way.
Like, no way. Not Rich. Not my guy.
Right. No way. Not this guy.
That shit was painful to hear, man. God, this dude fucking kidnapping and battery, dude.
Shit, but seriously.
Yeah. Apparently, I think he had posted bail, like, the day after, and most likely it was someone who bailed him out.
It sounds like it was.
Yeah. That's usually the case. It's usually the spouse ends up bailing out spouse, because that's what happened with, same thing happened with Adam Rose.
Also. And I'm pretty sure isn't he still with his wife?
Yeah, I think he's still with his wife and his sickly shit. Like, how could you leave that situation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, his situation's different, because, like, them separating would definitely be a strain on that kid. Like, hard. Especially with the condition of that kid. Soo Young could leave Swan's ass at any time, though. Any fucking time.
Shit,
yeah,
I
forget
that Rich
Swann's fucking ghost. Yeah, that's the crazy part, man. But he ain't coming back from this. That's the thing. He ain't coming back from this.
Fuck.
Like, he'll probably be able to maybe work little indie shows every here and there. But other than that, he's fucking done. Like, he's got that, like, I don't know. Like you can't even get, like, real work after this type of shit. Because, like, yeah, he's suspended from the WWE. Most likely he's going to get fired soon. Yeah.
Well, I think he'll be fine in the independent wrestling scene because, I don't, he probably won't be invited back to any of the main promotions for a long time. Like, but I think, CZW will take his ass back for sure.
What'd you say?
I'm sure CZW will take him back.
You feel?
Yeah, yeah. It won't be like right after he gets fired. They'd want it to cool a while.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he could probably get a job like working as a trainer for a while, you know, to, you know, keep the heat off, and then he'll come back and, you know, he'll do okay. I mean, he probably will never get into WWE again.
No.
But,
especially in this day and age, that Me Too myth?
Yeah. It'll take him a long another chance, but, you know, I think it will be a little while. I think he'll come back. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure Elgin will be back real, because as bad as his shit is, it doesn't as far reaching out there as Rich Swann stuff went down.
Yeah.
It didn't have a moment for Elgin. And that was on Twitter Moments. Swans was on the Twitter Moment Day Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They covered that shit. Like, major news covered that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be tough.
And also keep in mind, if Sue Young stays with him, that'll probably also help him get more bookings anyway. Because people are going to want to support Sue Young.
Yeah, right? By proxy, yeah.
Yeah. If a male wrestler is dating a female wrestler, and the people like the women wrestler, they're going to kind of keep their mouth shut on the male wrestlers because they don't want to do anything. They don't want to squith anything. As long as I think that'll probably help him at least the indie scene. If he can, he's always Mexico. He can always go work there. I don't know how, because that audience probably won't know. And so
no or give a shit. But, yeah. Rich fucking one. But, in other news, Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks made history over the weekend. Apparently they are the wrestle in Abu Dhabi. Albeit with full body of their normal ring gear, for obvious reasons.
They looked like superheroes.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Because they are superheroes.
They looked like Sasha's an alternate, like, reality, like, ultimate universe version of the War something. Weird chest area design and shit. I don't know, it was funny. But, like, it's a step in the right direction, I guess. Things are still backwards for women.
Cool that they wrestled. I had a problem with people complaining that, well, you still shouldn't, you should have wrestled because they made you wear clothes. Like, come on, you gotta get the foot in the door first.
Yeah,
come on.
You got small victories. You gotta take the victories.
Yeah. You can't get to them right away. You might take a little time, motherfucker. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But, go on them. Anyway, in other news, ex-porn star and current sports commentator Mia Khalifa criticized Ronda Rousey's posse with the WWE and took it upon herself to bash wrestling in general. Of course, ex-Pac Sean Waltman was in his comments saying he took no offense to it, but she should show a little bit more respect. Wrestling as wrestlers take poundings just like her previous profession. Get it?
I understand. I can't take anyone seriously who makes fun of wrestling. It's like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. God. I don't know who's the worst these days on the Plex Network. Fucking Mia Khalifa or fucking DJ Academics. God damn it. Or Joe Budden. Fuck Joe Budden too. I remember that year, I think it was like a few years back, where he bashed some wrestling and people lit him the fuck up on Twitter. I think that was the time where he started like really blocking people when he had the message just in wrestling and shit. Because people lit his shit up. Oh man, that shit was funny. Complex be hiring the biggest assholes and
I never understood Complex. They kept sending me like freaking magazines for like a year, and I'm like, I don't remember signing up for this. What the fuck is this bullshit? I would never read it. I would just throw it on the ground and let it collect dust.
Oh man. Okay. Others. Man, I feel like we talk about this movie every other week or something like that. But apparently is nominated for 2 Golden Globes, including Best Animated Feature. So,
yeah, it's the Golden Globes. They nominated Get Out for Best Comedy and Musicals.
That was fucked up. That was fucked up.
And apparently they also snubbed the movie that had, essentially at the time, the movie that had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes was that Lady Bird film.
Lady Bird,
Yeah, apparently it was, but then again, how all these work. They're like, well, we're not going to nominate the movie that has high best critical reviews because the only good thing about the Golden Globes is they get drunk and sometimes they say some shit.
Yeah. Shit. Later, I read the synopsis for it and it just didn't seem that great to me, so it's whatever.
What? Lady Bird?
Lady Bird, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, about it, good to get female directors up out. And the woman who directed it is an actor in House of the Devil. That's a pretty good horror film.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Well, it's Greta Gerwig or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about it, but Charlotte was on the Psych movie that happened last week.
Yeah, John Cena was in it too, right?
Yeah, showed up in the last part, coming back as Juliet's brother.
Yeah.
It ended, on a cliffhanger with her, so wondering if they're going to do another movie because, I was really confused. I found somebody.
I got to watch it on, because I still haven't seen it. I have to watch it on, because I recorded it on my DVR. I'm still trying to find it to see it.
Yeah, I have about, 30 hours of shit I got to watch on my fucking DVR, plus a bunch of these and Blu-rays. I still got to watch Get Out. I'm trying to decide if I just want to watch it or want to do a whole day of black horror.
Get Out, I think...
I still need to watch Tales from the Hood, too.
I think the mayor and Daniel, what was it, Kaluuya? Or Kaluuya? I forgot what the fuck his last name is. I think he got nominated for, a SAG award, though, for Best Actor, so that's a plus for that. I think the way they Get Out for Golden Globes, that shit was dirty as fuck.
Well, it's just how a lot of Hollywood things is. They don't like genre movies and they don't like horror films, so they always try to fit it. So when they do get nominated, it's always in a weird place.
Yeah.
Fuck it. SAG also nominated the Globe, too, so I...
The what?
I think Glow got a nomination
For Golden Globe nomination. For Leeville's Alison Brie got a nomination for it.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. Glow was very, very fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It was the E-Bench.
Yeah.
In some health issue news, I got a few of those. Fire Pro Wrestling apparently are offering Takayama DLC, and all the proceeds from the DLC is going to him and treatment and whatnot.
Speaking of which, the Real Archive raised almost $4,000 for him, too. They even plugged it out on the English commentary for the New Japan, the last New Japan show. So, shout out, Viking. Yeah. Which is both really cool, but also kind of dangerous, technically. Real Hero Archive.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, that's that's funny as shit.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I guess raising money is more important than the site, but yeah. So, they take off the shit that gets picked up, Leo, so.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah, so...
Yeah, we'll talk Yama. Oh, and Shibuya was at World Tag League, too.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, Fire Pro Wrestling people for doing that. And on a sadder note, Matt Capitelli, you remember him as winner of Tough Enough 3. He was in OU for a while after he won and then ended up getting hit brain cancer. He had brain cancer, and he was doing some coaching while, he beat the cancer, kept doing his thing for a while, and then he got hit with another form of brain cancer.
Dang.
So, and this one is close to brain stem, so part of it's inoperable. He can get some removed, but some of it is gonna have to stay. He's going to continue treatment. They've only given him a window of fighters to live.
Sucks.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
So he says he's going to keep fighting, but he doesn't have too much time left. So.
Thanks for bringing up the sad news, man.
Yeah.
Where's the
positivity? WWE is doing a treatment thing or whatever. I guess it's called Mix Match Challenge, where it's mixed tag matches. So who knows who's going to be paired up with who and whatnot. But apparently that's supposed to go down. But only caveat is it's only on Facebook, with Facebook's TV streaming service thingy. The only ever known about this Facebook watching is that I'll be watching TV on PlayStation View and see commercials for the Ball family. Apparently they have a TV show on Facebook Watch.
Fuck Facebook.
Yeah. I only go on Facebook to, like, make occasional posts and interact with people. Basically, I just make posts on there to one, piss people off, and two, to remind people that I'm still alive.
I only go there when I get a notification. And because all my posts end up on me, I can go to Facebook to post, so.
If I
post something on Instagram, it goes to Twitter, then it goes to Facebook, like that.
Yeah, and I don't even have Facebook app. The only, like, when I have to access it on my phone, I type it in. I don't have Facebook Messenger as an app. I just have my old login, and that's it.
I actually do have it on my phone. I don't have it on my tablet. I definitely don't have Messenger. And I only really go now because my mom got on Facebook this year, so she'll be like, should have liked this picture of you. I'm like, why? Fine, I'll do it. Leave me alone. Like, I think.
Okay. Huh. Is Facebook in Watch, is it, do they actually, like, is that a paid service?
I hope not. Who wants to pay for Facebook? Other than net neutrality. They're losing net neutrality. That asshole is trying to get rid of net neutrality.
Fucking net neutrality. God damn it. God damn it. Besides all that, that's all I got.
Alright, and Westside, you got anything?
Well, I guess I could tell Tokyo Sports Awards for wrestling. Hold on. I know Naito won MVP of the year. I think this is... Then we had, what's that? Oh, the Okada Omega at Wrestle Kingdom match of the year. So, yeah. The tag team of the year. Somebody I never heard of. Let me see. And Shuji Ishikawa. Okay, I know who Shuji Ishikawa is. He's the former All Japan Triple Crown Champion. BJW and All Japan Wrestling. Io Shirai was the female MVP. First woman to win it 3 years in a row. And the year's rookie, they once again gave it to a female wrestler as Yuma. Wait, actually, I don't know if Yuma Aoyagi is a woman. I think she is, but she's a male wrestler. Let me look it up. I've heard the name a couple times, but I know last year was Chihara Ishimoto, who was really good. I still have a couple Sendai Girl shows to watch. I got a handful of wrestling shows I need to actually get around to watching. All right, Yumi Aoga. Okay, no, so it's the All Japan... Rookie. Okay, so it is a guy. Alright, I think I saw one back then. He's supposed to be pretty good, and New Japan's been using him on their Lion Gate projects. So there is a relationship with All Japan and New Japan now. Because Kenmaro Oka actually did an All Japan show a few months back. So I think that's about all I have. I haven't really been paying too much attention to a lot of news, because shit's been depressing the last few weeks for us, and I'm kind of hurt me. It's hurt me in my soul, so.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. They did hit Charlotte with a chair in Psych, so that was interesting. And she went through a table.
Oh.
Thing wrestling's fake.
Yeah. The Psych movie was okay. It actually had a dude from Shock Flam, so. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
If you like Psych, it's pretty good, though. I wish they would have used more Lasseter, but I guess the actor, Timothy... Olsen actually suffered a stroke right before they went into filming for that. We only did a small scene.
He suffered a stroke?
Yeah, he was out for a while. He was in the hospital. So he didn't get to be in the side we would have liked him to. Because
is that why they didn't do a third season of Gallant?
No, they didn't do the ratings were bad.
Oh, man.
They're actually, the ratings were bad for both seasons, but... it has the information... Yeah, he suffered a stroke in a minor stroke in 2017, April. Yeah, that was, so he's probably still recovering. But hopefully he'll get better, and if they do a new one with John Cena, like I said, it ends with a, John Cena shows up at the end, I would like to see him do more of that, because John Cena's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah,
so a Psych movie, but if you've never seen the Psych TV show, I would not recommend it.
That's basically my review for that.
And I guess Paige did an interview, a podcast. She mentioned some of what she was going through after the video of her leaked.
Yeah,
I didn't listen to it because it sounded depressing, but it sounds like she's doing a lot better. So.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to that shit.
For the last week of the show, you got to do our thing. End of the year, who's good, who's not, favorite wrestler, worst wrestler, good match, all that yada yada show shit. That's going to be on the last week of December, which I believe is in 2 weeks.
Is it two?
Just about.
Yeah,
because today's the 13th.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, that's 27th.
Yep. So, have you hit?
No, I guess that's the Wrestle Kingdom preview because...
Hell yeah.
Wait, no. Because we record on... Yeah, it's going to be Thursday. So, even though we would have an episode on... that on January 3rd, we basically be doing it the day before Wrestle Kingdom. So when that episode goes up, it'll be Wrestle Kingdom will be out.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, right.
Might as well just skip that first week of January then.
Well, we gotta still close out the show anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Time to close out shit. All right. So of course, Rant EM Radio. On Twitter, rantyradio.com. You can check us out on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can also listen in on the other podcasts. Of course, the flagship, the Rant, Turnbuckle Throwback, Nothing Geeks, yada, yada, yada. And of course, you can listen in on episodes on the Archives tab. For me, you can check me out on Doomsday, 519.tumblr.com, at Joey Doomsday on Twitter, Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube, Doomsday Gorilla, Spets and PWG's Gorilla on Instagram, and of course my secondary YouTube channel. Of course, at Joey Doomsday 519 on Snapchat.
What's that?
I'm on Twitter, CM Towns, and I'm on Instagram, Westside, period, God, and those don't give people.
At NZ Podcast on Twitter, and that is it, little man. We will see you next week to talk more wrestling and random-ish.
Yep.
So Doomsday, say the close words, please, and thank you. Weed every day. Hey, I get it. I know. Weed every
week to talk more wrestling and random-ish.
Yep.
So Doomsday, say the closing words. Please and thank you.
All right, to end this on a high note, hey. Smoke weed every day.
Weed every day. Hey, I get it. High note. Weed every day.
I don't know what's been going on the past, like, few weeks, but, like, I'll press stop, and then it'll, like, record for another, like, 2 fucking minutes after I stop.
I gotta get going, guys. I'll see you next week. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah, been good. All right.